This is Lee Chambers. Cambridge 105
Radio. Not really a glory day today, is it, Lucy Barrett?
It is not. No, not when you're on your bike.
No, it's a bit mizzly today.
It definitely is mizzly today.
But you have brightened things up. You're here, Star Coach, to talk about labels. What do you mean by that, Lucy?
Yeah, so I'm not talking about clothing brand labels here, you know, where it might have the shop name on it. Not that kind of label, but the kind of labels we might give our clothing within our wardrobe that might limit whether we wear them at all or how we wear them.
So what kind of labels might they be?
Well, so let's say you've got everything in your wardrobe, colour and style, it's all perfect and you love everything and you find you're not wearing things. It could be that you're giving them certain labels. So, for instance, or it could be that you still have the shop label on it. So that's the first thing.
Well, did people do that?
People do that.
What, they keep the label on? They buy something, hang it up with the label on?
They do. And then they may have it for many years with the label still on and never wear it. So that's something that I don't recommend. And I think if you put something in your wardrobe with the shop label still on it, you don't fully own it in your mind. Although you do own it because you paid for it and, you know, it does belong to you. You don't own it because that shop label is still on. So it could be related to something else we're going to talk about in a minute. But I did have a client recently who had a lovely cardigan with the shop label on. He said, I haven't worn it. And I asked her why she still had the label on. She said, well, I bought it before lockdown and the weather was nice and then we weren't going out and all that kind of stuff. So it's been in there a couple of years. And then I encouraged her to cut the label off and she told me she's worn it many times and it's become a bit of a staple in her wardrobe. So I think sometimes that keeping that shop label on could be a bit of a block.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Yeah. So that's a literal label, but other kinds of labels are what, keeping it for best or for summer?
With that, going back to that shop label one though, Lee, I think if you don't want to cut the label off, it might be worth just keeping it outside your wardrobe for a bit and knowing the refund policy of where you bought it, because it's obviously not something you want to commit to your wardrobe. So that might be. So labels like it's new and there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't wear it. Even though you might have had it for 5 years or something. So that kind of label. So then maybe we don't look at it in the way that it's an item of clothing we're going to wear. It could be, well, because it could be saving for best, or, you know, there's just something stopping us wearing it. So that could be something, the way we think of it in that way. But things like, let's look at tops, for instance. So people might have a new top and they say, it's a Zoom top, or it's a work top, or it's a going out top, or it's an evening top, a summer top. All these labels, then it becomes that thing rather than a top that you could wear for Zoom or for work or going out or for lunch or whatever it is. And these labels can start to limit. So I had a client who, we were going through her wardrobe. I picked a T-shirt out to put under a jacket. She said, oh, no, I can't wear that for work. It's my beach top. So I wondered how often she goes to the beach living in Cambridge. And she laughed. I said, how often do you go to the beach? And she laughed. And now she wears it. It's just these, we can give things these labels that just kind of, oh, because it's for that thing, I can't wear it for anything else. So that's something to be aware of as well. And some things, you know, do lend themselves just for one activity, don't they? Like cleaning, running. You might have things that you wear when you're in the garden, that kind of thing. I don't mean that kind of thing, but yeah, just being conscious of, have I given that item a label, which means I won't wear it for something else.
Yeah, so you do often find yourself saying, oh, I bought that, you know, it'll be nice for that wedding or whatever, you know, I'll wear that at a wedding and then never again.
No, exactly. Or even, and that's the next thing I was going to talk about, these occasion labels. So let's say you did buy something for a wedding and you did wear it for a wedding. Do you want to wear it again? Now, maybe not if you're the bride in a wedding dress so much, but as a guest at the wedding. So it becomes a wedding outfit. And then in your mind, I could only wear that for a wedding. But I don't know how many weddings people go to. I don't go to that many anymore. But it could be something you could wear for another occasion. And if you did go to another wedding, would you wear it for a wedding or not? So the wedding you're going to might be in the summer. And then the next wedding is in December. So even though you've got this wedding outfit, it's not appropriate for, or it might be a different kind of wedding, or the same people might be there. I mean, who knows? But the point is, if you label it as that special occasion, then it limits that you might wear it for something else. Or it might be that, well, you need a little bit of an alteration to wear it for something else. Or maybe you need different accessories. You're not going to wear the hat or the same kind of shoes, maybe. But labelling it as that special occasion thing means that you then can stop yourself wearing it for anything else.
So do you recommend, because I'm thinking about my wardrobe, I have like summer clothes and winter clothes, summer tops, and do you recommend that, or just is that another way, is that another label really that means
you must be reading my mind. That's my next thing is I don't do that and I don't recommend it, because I think some things are definitely for summer, so maybe you won't wear your shorts or sandals in the winter, and then you might not wear your winter coat in the summer. But lots of our clothes, because we're in a quite temperate climate here, aren't we, where you can get cold days in the summer, you can get quite warm days in the winter, and when things are packed away they become invisible and no longer accessible and forgotten about. And wondering why, so a sleeveless top, for instance, which you might think, oh, that's a summer top, you could easily wear that under a cardigan or a jacket or a jumper in the winter to like layer up. And then I think it just stops you wondering, why did I call it that summer top? So I had a client recently, she had a really lovely long sleeve pink button down shirt, and it was in her summer box because it was pink.
Right.
Right. But there's no reason why she can't wear that shirt in December or January. So I think sometimes so obviously some things are obviously seasonal, but generally I'd say a lot of things are not. They are things that can be worn throughout the year. So I'm not a big fan of that. I do pack my winter coats away, but that is the only thing I put anywhere else.
So how do you order your wardrobe then, Lucy?
Well, I have my tops together, and then I have a section of sleeveless tops, short sleeve tops, long sleeve tops. So I've distinguished between them. So I kind of hang my wardrobe in categories. My jackets are together, my trousers are together, skirts, dresses, that kind of thing. So if I have a suit, my jacket is with my jackets and the trousers are with the trousers. I don't hang things together, because again, that becomes an outfit rather than a two pieces. So I'm not a big fan of the seasonal swapping in and out.
So layering, which is what you're talking about there, taking a summer top and putting it under a jumper, that can give you a whole new... Well, to be honest with you, knowing that we were talking about that this morning, I thought, well, I'm going to do that.
Oh,
so,
did you?
Yes. So here I am. It's radio, so unfortunately only you can see it. But this is a summer top, a green summer top, and I've got a jumper on top of it.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, yeah, I've never done this before.
Really? Well, it's even like when I walked in here, I said to you, it's really warm, isn't it?
Mm.
And I've taken my coat off, and I've also taken my jacket off. And if you're layering, it's easier to walk in and out of different temperatures. And obviously, you know, women of a certain age get...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm 55. I get hot and cold, not so much now, but, you know, we get that change in temperature.
Flexibility, yes.
Yes, you need the flexibility of being able to take things off and put things on, and that's what layering does. And then, obviously, like, so that summer top now, you're wearing it in November.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, you might have put it away until May.
Oh, yeah.
May next year.
Or it would just have hung and ignored.
Yeah, exactly. And it looks very nice.
Thank you very much.
With your navy jumper.
So what else do we need to think in terms of changing our attitude to clothes, in terms of removing mental labels that we've given to things?
I think the biggest one is saving for best. I don't know whether that's a generational thing or, but I'm sure, like you, I remember when I was growing up, there were some people in their house, they had a best room.
Oh, yes.
You know, so they didn't,
nobody went in.
They didn't have a massive house, but they had a best room,
yes,
which had all their best china and furniture, but it was never used, so it got musty. And when you were in there as a child, you weren't allowed to touch anything. It wasn't a space that was enjoyed and lived in. It was just for special occasions,
yes,
like weddings, funerals, Christmas, that kind of thing. And we can have a tendency to be a bit like that in our wardrobe as well. So you save it for best. What does that even mean? And then probably when you come to it, you think, oh, I've got that occasion now, I can wear that thing. It doesn't fit. You don't like it anymore. It's gone out of style. Not that I'm a big one for following, you know, fashion hugely. But suddenly something about it, you think, oh, I actually don't like that anymore. Or it can be, oh, it can become your new favourite thing that you wear all the time. And so I think saving for best is quite a big one, that people get into that habit of, oh, well, I'll just keep that for nice, you know.
Yes. I think there's also the idea that somehow, you know, if we've worn it on one occasion, people will notice it if we wear it again. And people really don't pay that much attention to that.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, they're probably too busy thinking about themselves and what they're doing to really notice what you're... And anyway, what's wrong with wearing things over and over and over again? You know, if you've bought something that you really... I mean, that is the point, isn't it? If you've bought something that you really love, wear it and wear it and wear it till you can not wear it anymore. And then it's really served its purpose and been a good investment, whether it's £10 or £100, not the money investment, but an investment in having that thing in your wardrobe. Because at the end of the day, what is your wardrobe for? Is it to store things, or is it to provide things for you to wear in your life? That's, you know, so I think the saving for best is a big one. And that can link back to that keeping shop labels on. I've bought it and I'll just save it for best, whatever best means.
Yeah, I've never heard that. But yes, you've obviously seen it in action, people.
Yeah, well, I do it myself. You know, I'm trying to break that habit myself where it's just too nice to wear for this. So, yeah.
Lovely, thank you, Lucy. So if people want to find out more about you and your work, where should they go?
So yeah, they can visit my website, which is www.lucybarrettstylecoach.co.uk.
Lovely, Lucy. And you're coming back in about a month's time.
I am.
To talk about Christmas clothes.
Yes.
Not jumpers. Or will you be talking about Christmas jumper?
I don't know yet. I don't have a Christmas jumper, do you?
No, I don't, no. They do tend to be quite male things, don't they, Christmas jumpers?
Yeah, maybe we should get one to wear for that session. Not that anyone will see us other than us, but...
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you very much.
Until then. Cambridge 105 Radio.